You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Do you wonder what's so special about living green? Is it worth the extra effort, or is it easier than you think? Well, our guest, the well-known healthy living advocate, Patricia Bragg of Bragg Living Foods, has been living green inside and out every day of her life. Hi, Patricia, how are you?
Fantastic.
You're always fantastic. It's such an honor to have you in our Family Food Kitchen. Please tell us, give us a rundown on what are the health advantages of living green, and what do you have to do to live green?
Well, my dear, this is you have to think before you put it in your fuel tank into your stomach. Is it healthy or unhealthy? And green, oh, the green of the lettuce, of the celery, of the broccoli, of all the foods. The green is the blood, the living blood of the plant. And that's why I say go green. That means the greener the celery, the healthier it is for you and more blood. How's that?
I love that analogy of the green is the blood. I never looked at it that way, but the greener the blood, the richer the nutrients, I would assume.
That's exactly right.
There's your guideline. Well, what are the, why do we need that green blood in our bodies?
Well, see, the green is the chlorophyll, and the chlorophyll is the life of the plant. In other words, when the tree is healthy, oh, the leaves are green. And when they start going, losing their life blood, their chlorophyll, they go yellow, and then drop off and die. You see?
I
teach children to get a little box and put it over their green, part of their green lawn, and see what happens. You see? That part of the lawn will slowly die, because it doesn't have its life factor, and it doesn't have the sun, the D3, and it just loses its nutrients and its vital force and dies. Well, the body, we need sunshine. We need healthy green food, salads, fruits and veggies. Go organic, don't panic. In other words, you see, we are what we eat and what we drink. Food is fuel. In other words, what the children eat and drink today, it's working in their body tomorrow. You see?
Oh, I love that example of putting the box, Patricia. That's such a good analogy and such a great visual for kids to really get that idea. That's great. I'm guessing here that there's a huge flavor advantage of living green. Can you talk us about what it tastes like when you're living green?
Oh, my golly. Oh, gee, when you could taste a tomato that's organically grown and healthy, oh, you could taste that delicious tomato. And a tomato that has no life vital force in it, it doesn't have a flavor, you see? I love celery. Oh, and I teach mothers to put peanut butter, almond butter, you know, or hummus in the celery, and the children bite into it. They love it because it has a delicious flavor. You see, I eat 2 to 3 stalks of celery every day. And I love red bell peppers, green bell peppers. Oh, and I love carrots. Carrots are so wonderful for your eyes and your skin and your bones and your hair. You see? And, oh, if they realize the Dolly Carrot, Bud the Spud, and when you have Bud the Spud, oh, you get this, you eat a skin too. The skin has the nutrients in it that hold him together, you see?
Do you have a favorite vegetable by chance, or fruit? I wonder. They're all so good, but I just wonder if there's one that you love.
Well, now I live in Hawaii part-time and Australia part-time, in the tropics, and I have a banana a day, an apple a day, and some pineapple and papaya. Now, those of you that are in the tropics or down in Florida or California, we grow papaya here, and you can have papaya. Oh, in the summertime, oh, I love watermelon. Watermelon. And watermelon's so wonderful for your whole body and your kidneys. Oh, my golly. Your skin loves watermelon. It just blooms when you have watermelon.
Oh, my kids are huge fans of watermelon, and so is my father. My father lives down in Brazil, and every time we go visit, that's our thing. We eat watermelon every day, so I'm so glad to hear that's also your favorite. We have something in common there. They're just delicious. Do you like to buy the really big ones or the smaller seedless watermelon?
Well, I tell you what, I like the old-fashioned watermelon with the seeds, I don't like any GMO foods, and I don't like some of the modern things that they take the seeds away, to be very truthful with you.
Well, that's not living, is it?
When
it's non-GMO, I mean, when it's GMO, they've taken the life out of the seed, so that's not living green, correct?
Yes, in fact, if you take seed, the non-GMO feed and the GMO feed, the cattle will not eat the GMO food. They don't. They won't. They'll walk away from it. The animals have more sense than the humans.
Oh my goodness!
Isn't
so
that amazing?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
it is
but
amazing.
But I teach children that you are what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe. Oh, their lungs are miracle workers. Oxygen. The invisible staff of life. Woo, woo. Oxygen, air is all around us. And I teach them to stand up straight, put their shoulders back slightly, lift their chest up, stretch up, and stand straight, walk straight. They are tall. You know, I'm 5 feet tall, 95 pounds. And my father always taught me, Patricia, you walk tall, sit tall, and you are tall. And I feel, when I wear a hat especially, I feel 6 feet tall. You see?
Yeah.
And I have Tom Selleck, who used to be in Magnum. And I have Clint Eastwood, who used to be in the series Rawhide. And they're both 6'4". And I teach them to strut. Now, what does strutting mean? That means lift your chest up, swing your arms, and walk with your toes straight forward. And strut, walk, and say, health, strength, vitality, woo, I am super healthy, you see?
Yes, and you know, when you're out there walking, you're walking on the grass, or you're walking in the green, and you're taking in the wonders of nature that have grown all around you, and so that's living green as well, right?
That is living green. I started growing my own little veggies when I was 4 years old, and I will still to this day remember the excitement. Oh, when a radish started, the little radish seed, I had a little name on each little row, radish, carrot, turnip, beet. Oh, I was so excited. Oh, my golly. And then my father even had me grow my own peanuts. And, you know, I was so excited. I wanted to see. He said the peanuts were on the roots, of the plant. And so, you know, I got kind of anxious to see those peanuts. And so what I did, I pulled up one of the plants. And I saw the little tiny peanut, no, so tiny. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I didn't want Dad to know I'd pulled it up yet. So I put it back in the ground. And I thought, oh, he won't know. And you know, the plant.
How fun. Patricia, it was such a delight to have you. I want everybody to get to meet you and learn more about you. And for that, I need everybody to go to bragg.com. That's BRAGG.com. And we'll have Patricia for more. But in the meantime, visit us at RadioMD.com and eat well and stay well.